the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for break, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the wrong with burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
I was letting the beat rock. That's what I was doing. I was just going to let the beat rock for a minute. Let y'all got dang on. Get on up, baby. Let's go with it. Shinola Valeria in the Morning Madhouse. Boy, you know what today is. Friday! What's up to Friday? Come on, big dog, man. It's Friday. You already know what you got to do this weekend, this Sunday before, actually this Saturday night before you go to bed. Go ahead and set your clock for it if you got them kind of clocks. But most people got clocks where they usually just go ahead and do it themselves. But like your clock on your microwave, if you got a clock on your oven, you probably got to set that for it before you go to bed on Saturday night, because we springing forward, baby. The first day of spring is next week. Today, 54 degrees, and it will be the hottest day of the year so far, right near, damn near, almost 80, 81. That's right. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Bobby.
I say good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Connect.
Good morning.
Wax
good
up.
Morning.
Come on, man. Shout out to America.
Good morning.
What's
happening?
Jess is out today. You know, she had to go tend to some family business. So, you know, send your hearts and your prayers up with Miss Jessica. She goes tend to some family business. She had to go back home to VA. But me and Burt are holding it down for y'all this morning. What's up with you, big dog?
We out here.
How was your night last night?
It was cool, man. I had a little show last night. We got on stage for a little bit. Shout out to Zach Johnson over there at Tattoos and Booze. Used to be, what was the name of it? Sage, I think?
Yeah. Used to be Sage.
Yeah. It was a nice show. It was a dope show. Shout out to everybody that came out there. Some people from the DMV in there. Who else was in there? I don't know. Shout out to the Drunk Thugs that was in there.
Not the Drunk Thugs.
Yeah.
And they was in like in there?
It was women, too.
Oh, the women was the thugs last night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That what it do.
One girl said, they always in my bathroom floor drunk. I said, what?
It was a good crowd out there?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I saw you posted late yesterday afternoon. I was like, dang, he said nothing about that one. But,
yeah, it was a last minute thing.
Shout out to my man D, who helped run that spot out there. Like you said, used to be staged right across from the Hornet Arena, Spectrum Center. Actually, the Hornets was in town last night.
Yeah, they had a game last night.
They played the Detroit Pistons. I was checking that out last night. Yeah, I wasn't at the game. I was at home watching the game.
Yeah, they had it on the TVs out there, too.
Yeah, they did their thing, though.
Yeah, they did.
They picked up another victory, pushing right toward 500.
In the playoff hunt.
Yeah, pushing right toward 500.
Boss City.
You know what I mean? Well, MJ was in the building last night.
What up, MJ?
MJ was in the building. The ball bounced, and MJ caught it. Everybody, they wanted MJ to shoot it. I was like,
of course.
They crazy, man. People crazy. But you know what? It sounded real good to have some real fans in the building last night. And speaking of that, we will be talking to Fred Whitfield, who is the COO of the Charlotte Hornets. So, you know, last night was the first time that fans got to return, and they did a big thing for Novant healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking to Fred about that today. Actually got to sit down with him last night. So Jess was a part of this interview, before she bounced out. So you'll hear that in our 8 o'clock hour by 8:30 this morning. You're going to check that one out. Okay. Yeah. Check out my man, Fred Whitfield, the COO of the Hornets. Yeah. Talking about, you know, you can also go to the game on Sunday. They got a few more tickets left.
Saturday. 13th.
You're right. I stand corrected. Tomorrow night. That's right. Tomorrow night. They're back in the Hive tomorrow. 3,000 fans get in the building. They got a few more tickets left. If so, because they might have sold them last night after the game.
Right.
Because, you know, Buzz City is really, really
buzzing.
It's really buzzing. And it feels good to be in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
It feels real good to be in the playoff hunt. Other than that, there was some other basketball going on last night. The Warriors and the Clippers played. And Steph Curry was animated last night.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. He grabbed his teammates, told him, wake the up!
For
real? What are y'all doing?
Did he?
Yeah. It's on Bleacher Report this morning. Check it out.
I got to see that.
He was in the huddle going off. Like, come on, everybody, come on.
Yeah, he ain't used to this losing thing.
Yeah, I mean, the game was close, and they're even in the hunt. So, you know what I mean? They doing all right. The game was close, but then, you know, the Clippers pulled away, and they beat Steph and them bad.
Kawhi.
Yeah. They
Kawhi.
They beat them bad. And speaking of sports, yesterday morning, we had Thomas Davis on right before he did his retirement from the Carolina Panthers. And if you watched that on yesterday, oh, I think they made the whole state cry.
Did he cry?
Oh, did it. 35 seconds in, Burpee. 35 seconds in. 35 seconds in, Burpee was pouring down deals. You know, I over and under was 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't make it.
35 seconds.
He owes a pair of Jordans. He wouldn't take the bet, though. He wouldn't take the bet.
Of course not.
He wouldn't take the bet. He owes some Jordans. Thomas, you owe us some Jordans in the madhouse. No, it was excellent, though. Him and Greg Olsen. Olsen went first and did his retirement thing, and he talked about the importance of being around people like Thomas Davis and people in the organization that kind of helped him and kind of took him in, and he talked about how good of friends him and Thomas Davis was.
Mm.
And then TD got up there and
broke down.
Man. Y'all know what? it was dope, though. It was dope to see. And you know what I watch stuff online. You know, I just be here for the comments.
Mm.
Oh, the comments, boy, they be going in.
Where did you watch it at?
I watched it on Facebook Live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you watched it on. You could have watched the Panthers streamed it on Facebook Live. They streamed it on their website, and I think they also streamed it on their Instagram page. But I watched it on Panthers Facebook feed, Facebook Live.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was dope though. TD had on this custom Carolina in true TD fashion. He had on this custom Carolina suit that was made. So it was like a cut up blazer with the Panthers logo with the captain logo on one side, the Walter Payton Man of the Year on the other side, and then he had on some slacks that were Carolina Panther colors. Mm. It was dope. Everybody was talking about his outfit on yesterday. Talking about his custom made suit. So, but you know, a class act has always been a class act since he's been here. I think I met TD in like 2008. My homeboy Brinson Burton actually introduced me to Thomas Davis back in like I think 2008, 2009. So, we've been clicked in and I've been working with his foundation ever since. One of the athletes that is very, very much involved in this foundation. You know, a lot of athletes have foundations and they just put their name on it.
Right.
TD is far more than that.
Right.
Like, he's at the meetings causing trouble, cussing us out.
You know,
stuff like that. And very heavily involved because he really wanted to make a difference here in Charlotte. And I think he's done that. So, shout out to him, man. Hats off. I'm just speaking for me and my personal, what I want to see. I do want to see him suit up one more time to have game 200. But that's between him and his God and what he feel. But 199. I think he can give me one more tackle. He can suit up one more time.
One more time.
Run out the tunnel one more time and hit that game 200. You know what I mean? You remember like the movie with Bernie Mac 3000?
Yeah, Mr. 3000.
Yeah, I think TD can be Mr. 200.
One more run.
One more. You know what I mean? Just come out the tunnel one more time. Go and hit that 200. It just ain't sitting well in my spirit, but. Hell, I ain't got to go out there and talk about it. Today's Inspiration of Power Word of the Morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What happens when a home or a building is built on unstable ground? Well, when something causes it to shift or move, the integrity is compromised and it collapses. You know, the Bible gives us a warning about building our spiritual lives on unstable foundation. Jesus illustrated this truth when he said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rains came and the winds blew, it fell, and great was the fall." You know, we may be tempted to let culture or the opinions of society be the foundation for the decisions we make. But obeying the truth of God's word is the only lasting thing that can bring lasting stability. It is the person who Jesus says is wise and builds his house on a solid rock. So today, choose to build your life on the solid foundation of Christ and not the instability of our society. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference.
This right here. This is the funniest song on radio, bro. The ad-libs, hey! They just be talking in the back. Woo, woo. There go Queen. There he go. Where he at? Over there. They just be talking in the background of this song, man. It's crazy. 608, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near damn near 80 today. 54 degrees if you're leaving out the house right now. You know what time it is. It's time for that madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Y'all know what's about to happen this weekend. It got approved earlier this week.
It got approved yesterday. It got signed into
law. Was it
yesterday? It got signed into law yesterday.
Signed into law yesterday. Yeah. They voted on it earlier this week. Mm-hmm. Them new stimmies coming out.
Not the new stimmies.
Them new stimmies is coming out. So we want to know here in Madhouse, in the Madhouse, what are y'all doing with your stimmy check?
This one right here going to be a whopper.
Which outside opening back up, I already know what's finna happen.
But listen, Burr, this one gonna be a whopper. $1,400 for you and all the children you got. So well, you got a lot of kids, but you might, there might be, for some folk, there might be 10K, baby.
You done came up.
There might be 10K for some folk, Burr.
It done came all the way up.
You got 5 kids times 1,400. Woo! Let me hold something,
ooh,
bit, dog.
It is a lot.
Yeah. So one girl said she had 8 kids.
Woo!
So she big and paid off the stimulus. So she got 8 kids. So this time they're gonna get 14 times 8.
Somebody gonna take that man out. Somebody gonna take that man out child support. All this stimulus.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
That ain't gonna happen.
Nah, ain't nothing gonna remove y'all child support. Tell you that right now. They gonna get that money forever. If they can get it till they 500 years old, they gonna get it. Why women don't be wanting to take a man off child support?
That's crazy. I don't know.
That's crazy. What you gonna do with that stimulus check? Let me see. If I get one this time, you know what? I'm gonna probably put it into this business that I'm working on, to be honest. Cause I don't need that.
You know what? I didn't even want nothing right now. I didn't get the last one.
Yeah, you don't stimulus check.
Mm-mm.
I ain't get one either.
I don't know why I didn't.
But if I get one though, you know, cause sometimes
my tax bracket ain't.
Cause they change it around sometimes, so some might hit the count. So, but if it do, I'm gonna put it into a business, man. Trying to better the fam. You know, like this Nigerian man shared his $2.6 million fish with the whole village.
With the whole village.
Yeah, I'm going to try to share
trying
some.
Trying to be Jesus over there.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to share some with the village of the Mims in the household that I live in.
Of course mine going to go to the village. These kids are going back to school, so 9 times out of 10, the majority of it going back to them.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10.
But if you could, like, get it in splurge, what would you splurge on right now? I'm trying to think of what I want.
What I was splurging? I don't even know what I want.
I might buy another chain. That's what I want. I want another chain. Mm. Or another necklace. I want another, because one of my necklaces got broke. So I want another necklace. That's what I want.
If I could splurge, I don't know what I was splurging.
Go see the dead. What's the man name, the baby number using all the time? Johnny?
Johnny Diamonds.
Let me go see Johnny Diamonds. Let me get Johnny Diamonds some of my stimmy. You know what? I'm going to get me a grill like all the young boys. You know how they got the white gold and the diamond grill? I'm going to give me one of them. My son got one.
They don't make gray grills. Leave the grills alone.
I'm going to come in with a full white diamond grill in here, Bert, like the young boy.
Okay.
Watch it come in here like that. When you see me coming here like that, you gonna know that I got my stimmy.
Oh, they gonna hear about it, because I'm gonna say something.
Yeah, I'm coming with them white diamonds. Like, that what all the young boys got?
Yeah, the young boys.
I'm young too.
In your mind.
Shut up, Burp. You always trying to hate on me. Burp always trying to hate on me, y'all. You know that.
I ain't hating.
He always trying to
You
hate
gotta
me.
Be honest with yourself.
I am. And I am. You. I'm going to buy you a scarf. That's what I'm going to do.
A what?
A scarf.
The hell I'm going to do with a scarf?
I'm wrap it around your neck so I can choke you. All right, man, what's the question, man?
We want to know, man, what y'all doing with that stimmy? That new stimmy when you get it?
What you going to do with
it? It's supposed to be coming out this weekend.
Yeah, some people might get there this weekend.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I want to know. I mean, I ain't trying to count your pockets.
Damn, let me hold something, though.
What you doing with it?
Can you loan me? Not even loan me. Just give me a 200. How about that? You got it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I hate? Are you one of the people you hate that? Like, somebody be like, you got it.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Let me get 200, bro. You got it.
Stop counting my pockets.
What y'all gonna do with this stimmy, man? It's probably out of here.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98. It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Yeah, you know what it is, man. Your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie for right now is being brought to you by, let's see here, Bert. Being brought to you by Dope Duffel. You already know, tomorrow, DJ Butterfingers is hanging out at Dope Duffel from noon until 2 at 5430 North Tryon, Suite 11. Come and shop for your Dope Duffel bags and apparel. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Salute to DJ Butterfingers. Going to be hanging out there tomorrow. Have you been watching the trial of the officers involved in the murder of George Floyd? You know, the jury selection has been underway for this last week. And newness to the case is the charges, additional murder charges, have been reinstated against Derek Chauvin. That's the officer who actually had his knee on George Floyd's neck. They had thrown out a third degree murder charge. It was dismissed in a hearing late last year. But a judge voted on yesterday to reinstate the third degree murder charge. Mm. He also faces second degree unintentional murder and second degree manslaughter. So
don't get him up out of there.
Yeah, jury selection is still going on in this trial. And folks, we are watching this case closely with a magnifying glass. We want to see all the details and everything that's going on. We'll keep y'all updated on what's going on with the trial. But jury selection is continuing today in the murder of George Floyd in that trial. Keep it tapped in. It's the plug.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
All right, coming up too. Netflix is making a big crackdown. Netflix is like, nah, y'all keep on sharing these bad words. We're going to discuss that coming up inside the Madhouse. And we talked about it earlier, Madhouse question of the day. What y'all doing with that stimulus check? Rod Wave, Girl of My Dreams. Some of y'all going to be getting y'all stimming to the Girl of Your Dream. You know. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Right there
in Onyx. Same to Rod Wave. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. The Madhouse question of the day is what today, Bert?
We want to know what y'all doing with that stimmy.
Good morning.
Listen, if you work for the school system or you're a teacher, you better put it up this summer because y'all know we be broke in the summertime.
What school you work for?
I ain't fit to say that, Larry. I need my job.
All right, baby.
All right.
Power 98, good morning. What you doing with that stimmy, though?
Man, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with that stimmy, man. I'm so proud of my daughter, man. She made a dean's list. I'm going to give it to my daughter, bro.
No, man, that's what's up. That's what's up, bro. What school she at?
UNCG.
That's what's up. Up there, them Spartans who just made the NCAA tournament. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know
what?
Them boys looking good.
Them boys looking good. Thank you, big dog. Go on and get that to your daughter then.
For sure, man. Y'all be blessed. Have a good day.
You too. One of them college boys going to get it up there, though. Mm. Them boys up there, UNCG, some pimps. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. My stimmy going in directly into my account. And it's going directly to them bills.
Ah, man, I ain't paying no bills with my stimulus check if I get one. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I don't even touch it. No way. My last stimmy's still sitting in there.
Well, let me hold something.
I'm going to hold your hand.
Man, stop
you
being stingy.
I ain't stingy. I'll buy you something to eat.
I don't want nothing to eat. I want a new chain. Can you give me a new chain?
I get the old chain that was broke.
Not the old chain.
You said he broke it.
I did break it. Bye, Jatana. You
take
get on my nerves.
Take it and have it fixed, baby.
Nah, I'm good. I just get enough.
Oh, Lord. Well, bring me the gold. I'll take it and fix it.
No, okay. You can pay for it.
No, you said you didn't want to get it fixed. So
Goal is up. I might turn it into a tennis bracelet for my daughter or something.
For real, take it to Paris. They pay you good money for it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jatana.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you, too. That's right, man. Madhouse question of the day. Log on to our Instagram page at IAmNoLimitLarry.
At Just Burpee. B-U-R-P-I-E.
And join in the conversation. What you doing with that new stimmy? Madhouse classic throwback up next.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Do you share your Netflix password? Like, do you send it to folk? Be like, man, go ahead, man, just log on, big dog. You ain't even got to pay me or nothing. You just go ahead and you use it. Do you do that, Burpee?
Not willingly.
Yeah, all right. Do you use other people's Netflix
password? No, I have my own, but I gave it to my sister.
Yeah.
So she could watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she started passing out my password like it's hers. My daddy texted me the other day because I have a pin from, because, you know, I got kids. So
they can't watch
R-rated movies unless you put the pin in. My daddy gonna text me talking about, what's the pin in your Netflix? I said, huh? How you get my password? And why you on my Netflix? Yeah, my sister gave it to me.
Yeah, see, you know what I do when people do that?
What?
Change the password.
I'm about to.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I haven't thought about it. All right,
go ahead, give it out. Then everybody you gave it to going to be, hey, what's the password?
I don't know. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, so Netflix is cutting down on people sharing their passwords. So what they're going to start doing now is you're going to have to put a code in. But not if you're on a tablet right now, but if you're, like, if they're trying to log in on the TV. So they're gonna have to actually put in like a PIN code. So you know how like sometimes you get something to your phone and it says they want to make sure it's you. They're gonna text you a code.
Mm-hmm.
So Netflix is gonna start doing this, but actually on the television of the user's account. Like if it's my account and I gave you the password, they're gonna put the code on my TV. So mm-hmm. if I'm not at home and I'm not watching that TV, I can't give you the code and you can't get in. Netflix said they tired of y'all sharing these.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Damn password. These black people problems right here.
Sound like it.
These are black people problems.
Sound about right.
Netflix, don't be hating on black folk. Didn't y'all say y'all was donating money to the Black Lives Matter movement or something?
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. Password Lives Matter. You gonna, this is appropriation of the black culture. Because we do this. Now, this is us all day. And we need to share these passwords because everybody can't afford $19 a month, Netflix. Stop playing with us. Yeah, so that's what they're saying, though. Like, they want to crack down on password sharing. I don't even know why, though, Netflix. Y'all still getting money. Stop hating. Y'all, everybody don't want to do no free 30-day trial. Because all we do, let's see. See, Netflix, y'all trying to beat us. Y'all trying to beat the black folk and sharing passwords, right? So all we do is create 75 email accounts. Actually, you only have to create like 12 a year. You know what I mean? If you create 12 email accounts a year, you get a free 30-day trial. They cover you for the whole year.
That's true.
Come on, Netflix. You can't beat black people, Netflix. You're not going to beat us, Netflix.
We're going to find a way around
everything.
We're going to find
a way. We're going to find a way. You're going to find a way now. So you might as well just let us do what we do. You might as well let us do what we do. Y'all making millions anyway. Stop being greedy. Share it with the world. Everybody want to stream your content. Stop playing Netflix. All right. I just had to put that tidbit out there. So if you share your password this weekend and they ask you for a code, that's what's happening. They're cracking down on password sharing for all you password sharers out there. But, hey, like I said, like that's what I used to do. I used to just create a new email address every 30 days and kept the free trial going. There you go. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Burp, you had Young Miami on the Shut the Dumbass Up list yesterday. What did Young Miami say to make you shut the dumbass up, Burp?
She said, for me to only be rapping 3 years with no experience, I think I'm doing good. I don't care what nobody say. I rap good AF. Okay, Young Miami. Do you listen to yourself after you put them songs on?
Period.
After you record them songs that you rap? I've heard you, and yeah. I ain't heard nothing. I ain't heard not one. I haven't heard a person say, ooh, y'all hear them bars, Young Miami spit?
JT can spit, though. JT, all right. You got to give it to JT, Burp. JT, all right.
From what they rap about, that neither one of them spit.
Shut up, boy. JT is like, now, Young Miami, she be a little bit offbeat sometimes.
A little bit?
She said it's a confidence thing, though. She said,
but it's kitty talk. English, Spanish, and French. I still don't know what them languages are.
She said, you know, it's a confidence thing. She said before she couldn't record in front of nobody. Everybody had to leave the studio. But now, you know, she get in there and she do her thing. So it's a confidence thing, Burp.
I don't know if she do a thing. She do something.
You don't think Young Miami is like that?
No. No.
What she said was, I used to be so shy and nervous, I couldn't record in front of nobody. I never wanted nobody to hear, but now I'm more confident. I don't care who in the room, I'd be like, turn the up. So it's a confidence thing, Burp.
A lot of people feel that way about you.
Young Miami?
No. Oh, she's so trash.
But you was all on her when she came here, though.
She came where?
When they came to the movie.
No, the hell I wasn't.
But don't make me pull this interview up. Don't make me pull the interview up, Burp. You gonna make me pull
the interview up? You're talking about Block Party.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that wasn't. Was it Young Miami?
Yeah, but who else in the city, girl?
I thought it was JT.
It was both of them.
I was shooting my shot with JT.
That's who you shot with? Yeah. I'm going to pull the interview up.
And they said, they don't care if you're married now.
She did say that. I was there.
She did say that.
I went out for you on that one.
Hey, I risk it all for them now. I ain't saying it was ugly, man. I said you can't rap.
You going to risk it all?
Just don't spit no bars on me in the bed.
Hello, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You got somebody you need to let shine. We need to hear it right now. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
You know how I go down, man. We get the shine list out, man. I'm going to go ahead and kick this shine thing off this morning, man. I got to let my boy Thomas Elroy Davis. I think his middle name. I think his middle name is really Andre. Thomas Andre Davis. He's actually getting ready to celebrate his birthday. So shout out to him, too, for that. But, great Carolina Panther. Did his thing on yesterday. He retired from the Carolina Panthers. His speech was phenomenal. His outfit was phenomenal, man. Shout out to TD, man. Everything you brought to the city, everything you've done in the city with your Defending Dreams Foundation. I'm glad I could be a part of it, big dog. Appreciate you, big homie. Let Thomas Davis shine. Him and the whole fam and the Defending Dreams Foundation, big dog. Shining, 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 yeah.
Power 98, good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yeah, I want to let Miss Honesty, Jessica Willoughby, and her family shine this week. They was going to take us down to Myrtle Beach.
You
want them to shine today.
You going down to Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, it's Rick. She's taking us down, so.
Okay, then what's up? Be careful. Don't let the sharks bite. You know they've been having some shark sightings down there. Or was that
really?
At Wilmington Beach? It was one of them. I might be mixed. I might be confused. When the last time you been to Myrtle Beach?
Myrtle Beach? I was down there at Thanksgiving. I had shows down there.
Oh, that's what's up. I ain't been in a minute. I ain't go
to the beach or nothing. There was still a panoramic going on.
Yeah. I think I went last year. I can't remember. All right, man. We let y'all shout each and every morning about this time. Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News dropping at 7:24. Me and Burp going to hold it down because Miss Jessica's out today. It's the plug. It's Pot 88.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Come on, man. Y'all know the Nosy Neighbor News is on the way. We about to drop that on y'all. Stimulus checks start dropping this weekend. Y'all be careful. So your Madhouse question of the day is, what y'all going to do with that stimulus check? Because this one for him might be a whopper. But coming up inside your Nosy Neighbor News, Young Thug got a question for everybody out there. Masika, boy, she getting fired up on this Friday, Burpee. They fired her ass up, Burpee.
Wait, who?
Masika, a Fetty Wap baby mama.
Who?
You know who Masika is. You know who Masika is. Well, stop doing that.
Anytime that's your famous, that's what you famous for. Being somebody, baby mama. I'ma ask who.
Some newness in the Dr. Dre divorce case has been going on for so long, they might well just stay together. Y'all might, you know, if the divorce go on for more than 6, 7, 8 months, 2 years, just go and stay together. And work it out like that. This is getting, somebody gonna end up, never mind. All right, and your girl Rihanna is doing something big. What is Rihanna doing big, Burp, you know?
What is she doing big? Wearing clothes.
Oh, you so silly.
No?
She put her headband on a big ass forehead. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's a challenge. That is a challenge.
What?
Getting the headband on enough material. She got that Gina head.
I like Rihanna, though. I love Rihanna. Like, I the first time I ever saw her perform in person was like a year and a half ago, 2 years, when she came to the Spectrum. Boy, she did her thing. I was mesmerized. I've never went to a concert and been mesmerized, but a Rihanna concert,
Rihanna?
I was mesmerized, Bert.
By her?
No, no, I take that back. And the time I seen Erykah Badu on the Dave Chappelle tour, I was mesmerized, too.
You were mesmerized by Rihanna.
Yeah.
Not by her singing.
By her performance. It was more the performance.
Oh, really? The performance. Nah. Okay.
Yeah, she did her thing. She really did her thing.
I've never seen, I've seen it live on TV, but I've never seen her in person.
You miss it, boy. She go in. She's a hell of a...
Who would I want to see live now?
That's a good question. I wouldn't mind seeing Rihanna again, Erykah Badu again.
I opened up for Erykah Badu at homecoming one day.
Did you look in her eyes?
Sometimes.
She looked me in my eyes, and I immediately went to go buy some band pants. Coming up is...
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that. All that and more is next inside your nosy neighbor news, man. Keep it tapped in. All right. You know the neighbor news today has been brought to you by Madhouse and Power 98 Home Improvement. Do you need some home improvement? Well, you need to log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win $5,000 to improve your home. We're spending more time at home this year, so why not make your space the best it can be? Visit power98fm.com for your chance to win big with our $5,000 Home Improvement National Contest. Log on right now to get that 5K to improve your house. It's real easy. All right, Young Thugger is in the news. That a Young Thug jumped on and hopped on Instagram yesterday, and he had a question for all the ladies out there. Go ahead, Young Thug. Tell them what your question is.
So this is a good question. Do you want a real up, or do you want a that don't?
So if you couldn't make that out, Young Thug said. Young Thug said, "Ladies, do you want a real N-word that mess up?" Or do you want an F boy that don't mess up? From the mind of Young Thug.
Is that a good question?
That actually is a good question, Burp. I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, Young Thug, I think he be out of space. You know, he's in the alien gang with Lil Wayne and they be in their own alien world. Mm. But this time I think Thug is on to something because, you know, I think what he's trying to say is you ain't gonna get both. You ain't gonna, it's either this or it's either that. So do you want a real that mess up, or do you want an F boy that don't mess up? I'll let y'all ponder on that, ladies. All right, Masika, who is the baby mama of Fetty Wap, she's getting fired up on this Friday because a lot of people are saying that she staged this particular video with her daughter in the car. So it's Masika and her daughter to ride in the car, and then this happens.
Mommy?
Yes, princess.
What is a trap queen?
Ask your father.
So the baby's in the back seat, and she hollers out, "Mommy, what is a trap queen?" And Masika replies, "Ask your father." Now, having kids and having had young kids before myself, you know, like, kids just do something, and you might catch it, you might record them, or they might have did it before, and you'd be like, "What'd you say?" And then you get your camera out. I don't think she staged it. However, her reply. And the way she looked in the camera when she said, "Ask your father," she set that part up. Now, I don't think the baby was staged, like her telling the baby to say that. But the ending, yeah, Masika, you did too much.
I think she set that up.
The whole thing?
This is Masika we talking about.
You think she told the baby to do it like that, Burman?
Ask that again. The baby probably said it in the car.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Say that again. Say that again.
Yeah. That's what I meant when I said. So you think they should have fired her ass up for this?
Oh, definitely. You mean ask your father? She a little baby. She don't need to know at all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she don't even know her daddy. Boy, you something else. newness to the doctor.
Can't be mad her daddy can't see her. Or should I say don't see her?
Newness to this Dr. Dre divorce, man. It gets uglier and uglier by the day. You know, they still not divorced. They're still going through, you know, trying to get stuff admitted in the court. Well, now, Nicole, Dr. Dre's estranged wife, she wants a restraining order put against Dr. Dre because she said she's receiving death threats. So she thinks that they're coming from Dr. Dre. According to the documents, she has no proof that they're coming from Dr. Dre. However, she says she's receiving death threats, and she's saying that they're coming from his camp. So she wants a restraining order against him.
But you ain't got to restrain me from seeing you. I don't want to see you anyway.
He ain't been trying to see her.
No. I want you to get as far away from me as possible. Take your cell phone. You signed a prenup. I already agreed to give you $2 million a month until we get this worked out. And now you trying to get a restraining order against me? Dr. Dre, in the words of the four brothers, out of town shooters. In town shooters bring in town problems. Out of town shooters.
I'm just kidding, guys. Don't call my boss. Rihanna's doing something big, as Rihanna always does something big. You know, the album ain't dropping, guys. We don't know if the album ever coming out. The album probably won't come out until the pandemic over, whenever that is. But Rihanna has actually trademarked the words Fenty hair. You know, she's got the Fenty brand with the clothes.
Savage
and
Fenty.
Yeah, Savage Fenty. Mm-hmm. And now she's trademarked Fenty hair, which a lot of people think that Rihanna's going to be dropping some hair.
She's selling bundles. Rihanna, let me tell you something. Rihanna going to hustle now.
Rihanna getting this bread. If Rihanna dropped that 50 bundles and they come in 31 inches, they popping off the shelf everywhere, Bert. They popping
everywhere.
You already can't buy 50 panties nowhere. But now the bundles. Oh, yeah, you know, hair always wins. Shout out to Rihanna.
All the time.
Rihanna trying to get to the B Club. And I'm talking about the billionaire club, not the other B club.
Okay. You have to distinguish.
All right, man. That's all we got in your nose and neighbor news.
Jessica.
Y'all know what time it is now. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man?
I'm mad.
Are we mad, man?
I'm mad.
Okay, big dog. Hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Dishing with Debbie and Miss T's Pierogies Recipe. You need a recipe? Log on to power98fm.com and get you one from Debbie's and Miss T's Pierogies Recipes. I still ain't had one yet, so, hey, Miss T's Pierogies, can you bring me one? Because I want to taste what a pierogi is. You had one, Bert?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what a pierogi is.
Yeah, so me and Bert, we want to eat one. We want to eat that thing. Pierogi. You don't want to eat a pierogi?
No, I'm cool. I'll let you tell me how it tastes.
All right, man. Hashtag Larry Mad, man. Oh, no. Oh, I couldn't let this one pass, Burp. Burp, I'm going to need your hotkeys. Is it all right if I borrow your hotkeys?
Go ahead.
All right. I'm not going to use it yet, but I'm about to use it. All right. Today, Larry is mad and she's so pretty. She's so beautiful. She's always been pretty and beautiful. She has not always been the brightest apple in the bunch, though. She has not always been the brightest one. However, Stacey Dash has now apologize to the black culture. Station Dad said, I wasn't myself. I was an angry black woman working for Fox, and I may have said some things, and I want to forgive, and I want the people to forgive me, and I want to give this new president and this new administration, you know, time to, get out here and do the things that they want to do. And I know Limit Larry want to tell Stacey Dash.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Nah, Stacey. Nah, don't be trying to get back into black culture now that we winning. You see us winning over here. You see HBCUs getting money. You see we getting a stimulus check. You see we building black businesses again. You see everybody pouring into the black community. Now here you come with your lame ass apology. Nah, Stacey, nah.
Shut your dumb ass
nah. You gotta sit your ass down. You ain't getting none of this black money because you ain't been wanting to be a part of us ever since you left clueless. You've been clueless, baby. Nah, you don't get to come back like that. However, Stacey, I can tell you what you can do to get back in it with the black culture. Do like everybody else doing. Donate some money to HBCU and come make some HBCU appearances at some homecomings like G-Ho. How about that? How about you come to G-Ho and scrub the ground with them Aggies? Or come to the Golden Bull Fest and scrub the ground with these Golden Bulls. How about that? You don't like that, brother?
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Other than that, Stacey Dash, nah, we don't want you back. We don't want you back in the culture. I think we traded you in for Ellen DeGeneres or somebody like that.
Oh, shut your dumb ass up.
Bye, Stacey Dash. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. But she is cute, though.
No limit.
Burpy, you know what it is?
Lego.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired. My ass up like a Glock 9. If Burpy feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpy let a clip off.
First person on this list today, Larry, you talked about it earlier, Stacey Damn Dash. We don't want you in the culture no more. You trying to beg and plead and come back. You ain't about to do no club walkthroughs. Ain't nobody going to sit there and pay you money so they can put you on a flyer and you can go to Atlanta. Oh, we saw you down at All-Star Weekend. You trying to get black again, huh? We don't want you, Stacey Dash. You are officially clueless, and now everybody in here, when they heard you say that you apologize, they were like, as if. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Chris Harrison. You know who that is, Larry?
Chris Harrison?
Yeah.
Sound for me.
He's the host of The Bachelor.
Okay.
And this year's Bachelor has the first ever black male lead.
Mm.
But Chris Harrison came under fire because one of the contestants, one of the female contestants, she was caught on TikTok liking Confederate flag TikToks, and she was there are pictures that came up where she was on plantations, on plantation farms, taking pictures with her sorority sisters, and he defended her.
Oh.
Saying the woke police is coming after this woman, making her a victim, as if people can't do this, they can't make mistakes. Don't get me wrong, I'm not defending her. I'm just saying, first of all, Chris Harrison, the hell you know about the woke police? You is just as white as a grain of salt. I ain't never seen somebody, you didn't even know how to talk to the first black male lead on The Bachelor, and all he said to you was, what's up, bro? You ain't know what the hell to say, Chris Harrison. Matter of fact, we're not gonna cancel you because I don't believe in the cancel culture. Cancel culture just as fake as these damn TV shows. But sir, stop trying to say I'm not a victim here. I made a mistake. I apologize. Please come back and watch me again. You lucky it's white people that watch The Bachelor too, because if it wasn't, then we damn sure would cancel you. Last shot's fine.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. And don't nobody else want to talk about them because they scared, but damn it, Larry, you know I don't care. The royal family. Y'all gonna sit there and do
you ain't
this?
Gonna talk about my Meghan.
I'm gonna talk about I ain't talking about Meghan. I'm talking about her mother-in-law.
You can talk about.
I'm talking about the old ass queen that you ain't supposed to touch, and she done came over here to the family asking her how dark that baby gonna be. Ooh. First of all, do you see how light Meghan Markle is? She married a white man. That baby is gonna be transparent. That's how clear and white that baby is gonna be. And you gonna sit there and ask them how dark this child gonna be? Listen here, queen. We are the queens and the kings over here in the United States. Meghan Markle herself is a what? Larry, a queen. So you don't dare ask her how black that baby gonna be. And first of all, you need to figure out how your son can darken that LeBron spot at the top of his head. That's what need to be dark. That's what you need to figure out what's gonna be dark. You need to tell your son or your grandson to go to the tanning bed so he can get his little white ass a little darker. You need to tell your son, Prince, the oldest Prince Harry Charles, man, you need to tell him that over here in the United States of America, we don't care who you are. You saw what we did to Donald Trump when he was the damn president. We will get you up out of there, queen. Larry, shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots royal fired. Family,
y'all ain't royal. Get your ass out of there.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no
y'all don't miss Jessica's out, so we're holding it down for y'all. And coming up next inside the Madhouse, my man Fred Whitfield will be sliding in the Madhouse to tell us all about the Charlotte Hornets, how you can get involved, and how you can get tickets to the game. And you already know what it is. Got some news about my big dog, Master P, Burpy. Master P has come out and said his next business venture, he wants it to be owning an HBCU.
That's big.
Master P University. How about that? I don't know if he's going to call it that. Or
how do you own a university?
I guess you get you some
Trump University didn't work out.
But I think either you can go in and maybe purchase an HBCU that's you know that might be behind or something like that, or maybe you can just start your own.
Would that make them private? If they,
I don't
don't know how that works because I think it goes on your charter. So you can make your charter public or private to your school. So
I look into that.
Yeah, but Master P says he wants to own his own HBCU. So whether that's buying one or building one, I think it would be dope if he built one from the ground up.
Right. Creating one from the ground up, that would be dope. Just to see that in my lifetime.
Yeah, that would be dope. That would be dope. Because, you know, we attend these schools, but we weren't around when they got founded and built. You know what I mean?
I know Master P got a lot of money, but that took a lot of money.
He was already in talks with buying Reebok, so.
That ain't a university. Reebok don't have a basketball team, football team, athletics department, volleyball team, swimming team, golf team, classes, professors.
You're right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I think he's gonna need some help, but
they got workers that put out suits and coats.
I think if anybody can pull it off, it would be Master P.
I mean, I would love to see it, but it's a lot.
He's definitely gonna need a board of directors. I'll be on No Limit University. Is that what he gonna call it? No Limit University.
You know what? I know it ain't gonna be on time at a Master P University. What's that damn refund check.
ain't nobody getting no money back at Master P University.
Ain't no limit to when you get it back.
But truth be told, this is real big for the coach, and I hope hopefully he can pull it off.
Yeah, I hope so. That would be dope. Just to see something like that happen, that would be dope.
Yeah, you know, and I think he could involve like other people, like a P. Diddy, like a Jay-Z, to come be a part of his board of directors.
You would think he would get other people to invest in it.
Yeah. Of course.
Help him build it, so.
I mean, LeBron started a school, so why not?
Yeah, that's a little kid school there.
But it's still a school, though, Perfect. It's still the same concept.
You don't have to pay to go there, one.
But you still got to pay the people, the professors.
The teachers. Yeah. There's 12 teachers in that school.
And the janitor.
There's 300 kids in there.
The janitor.
That ain't nothing. You pay them $7.65 an hour.
I hate you. You are a dream killer.
I want to know what I'm real.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
Power 98 WPT, good morning. You already know one of our faves is back in the building. Our Charlotte Hornets, they back in the building, baby. They back live at the Hive.
It's great to be back, too. It's been great, you know, thus far playing our season, Larry, but it's nothing like having our fans in the building and the energy that they bring. So we're thrilled that we were able to, for the first time last night, bring fans in and, you know, last night's game, we were honored to partner with Novant Health, bring 500 of their teammates in, and just thank them for all of their frontline service over the last year, and also thank them for partnering with us on two large mass vaccination events at Spectrum Center back in February on the 13th and then last Saturday. So they're just a phenomenal healthcare system and have been a wonderful partner of ours, and so it was an honor. Our first night welcoming people back in the building to cheer for our team, to really do it and have it be all built around the healthcare workers at Novant.
For the fans that are ready to get back into the Hive, but they're still a little nervous, what caution and precautions are you all taking there?
Well, I tell you, we have been working over the last year. We started literally when we got this place a year ago to looking at what protocols we need to put in place to make sure not only was our building safe, but our fans would feel safe coming in. We've been working closely with Governor Cooper and his team, Dr. Mandy Cohen, also our county manager and county health director, and putting in new protocols, new cleaning and sanitizing techniques. We've improved the quality air care, the filtration system, the purification upgrades that have been installed. And also we're going to be socially distancing. We're only going to be allowed initially to host 15% capacity, which means about 3,000 fans. I'm thrilled that Saturday night, the 3,000 tickets are almost all gone, and those will sell out. But we're going to be socially distancing. Everything's going to be touchless. Everything's going to be cashless. But we're ready, and we're excited that our building operations team, led by Donna Julian and Trista Langdon, have just been doing everything they can, working with CRVA to make sure our building is clean, make sure it's sanitized, and make sure that as people come in the building that they can feel safe and be able to cheer a Hornets team along.
Mr. Whitfield, now,
What made you all decide that this is the right time to start letting fans back in?
Well, it really wasn't us. It's, again, you know, being able to work so closely with the governor's office and his team and the county manager and her team. You know, our state's in a place now where the numbers are headed in the right direction. Fortunately, vaccinations are going up. You know, things seem to be moving along, but we still have to be very safe. And health and safety is foremost, first and foremost for us. People watching our games and in our arena will be required to wear masks except when they're eating or drinking. You know, they've got to do a health screening on their smartphones that we'll check as they come in the building. Again, I mentioned, you know, we'll be in pods of 2 to 4, so people will be socially distanced and not in the range of others. And we're just going to be very, very careful and cautious. And our team staff, our part-time staff that will be hosting the fans in, have all gone through extensive training. And so we felt like in conjunction with the governor's office and our county manager's office, this was the right time. This is the right way. This is the right safe capacity. And we hope as things continue to improve that the governor's office and our county manager's office will allow us to increase our capacity over time.
Okay, Fred, enough of all the protocols and everything. Let's talk about the product that's out there on the floor. But that boy LaMelo out there doing his thing, and I have to be the first. I will be the first to admit that I said, I don't know about this pick.
He did
I don't
say
know.
That.
And I'm going to keep it 1,000. I said, I don't know if he's gonna be like that in the NBA. But the boy been out there showing out. He been out there showing out. It's got to make y'all proud that, hey, we got something here. We got something here.
Well, I tell you, you know, the first thing I'd like to do is just, you know, commend Mitch Kupchak and his staff on doing a great job, not just in this draft and free agency period, but the 3 years they've been here. They haven't missed on a pick or a free agent yet. So, you know, the Melo has been phenomenal. What a great young man on the court, but also off the court, doing things in the community. But he's just got this infectious personality that make all of his players, teammates love playing with him. So, you know, to have Gordon Haywood come in as a free agent and pick this as the market he wants to play in, to have Terry Rozier having one of his best years of his career, you know, to watch P.J. Washington and Miles Bridges and Devontae Graham continue to improve and take steps forward, and Coach Borrego and his staff and just the player development, the environment they've created and the culture they've created, it has our team just so exciting to watch. And I got to tell you, this is my 15th season with the organization in my role. I've never been more excited about the team that we have on the floor. Also haven't been more excited about the young men that we have and what great young men they are and what great community citizens they want to be and reach out in the community and do great things. So as we come out of the pandemic and hopefully have a great second half of the season, I'm excited to hopefully make a playoff run. When things open up more, be able to get our team out in the community more and do things to give back. But it's just an exciting time for our organization. And again, I give a lot of credit to Mitch and his staff and to Coach Borrego and his staff. And on the business side, just, you know, James Jordan, who's our COO, and our entire senior executive team and everyone throughout our organization is ready to go. And want to thank our owner, Michael Jordan, for being one of the few professional sports team owners that chose during the pandemic not to lay anyone off, not to furlough anybody, not cut anybody's salary, okay. Just basically slug through it and make the financial commitment to be committed to not only our organization but to the Charlotte community.
Now that fans have been let back into the building, it'll be a great environment for the players. They feed off of that energy. But let me ask you this, Fred. How do you feel about the players who left high school, went overseas and played professionally, and then came to, they were drafted into the league as LaMelo Ball was? Do you feel that that will help or hurt the one and done in college?
Well, it's just different. You know, it's, you know, one of the things about our league is 25% of the players in our league are foreign players. And over in other parts of the world, young players start at the age of 14, 15, 16, joining clubs and actually become professionals by the time they're 16, if they have very high skill level. And so this is not anything different. You know, LaMelo chose a different path with his family to go over and play in Eastern Europe initially and then go over to Australia. And I think what we've seen is he's coming in really as a seasoned young pro at 19 years old because he's been a professional and played against men for the last 3 years. It's just different. You know, college develops kids a certain way, and especially the great programs that develop players and help them be better fundamentally. You know, many of them are ready to come into our league and have an immediate impact. So it's just evolving over time, and it's great to see that the NBA is embracing that as well with our developmental league team, which is created Team Ignite, which is a young group of players that are playing in Northern California for a D-League developmental league team. They chose not to go to college and to start their pro careers right out of high school in the developmental league. So all of this is evolving. I can't say any is good or bad. I think they all are great, but it all depends on how talented the young kid is as they're trying to come into our league. And LaMelo is one of those special kids who, to your point, Larry, I think has surprised all of us with where he is in his game now. And he loves the game, loves being a gym. And I think he's going to just get better and better over time and make his teammates better.
Yeah, we need him to stop through the madhouse.
Fred, we're talking a lot about LaMelo, but I would like to ask you, how's his daddy acting? Is he up there acting crazy up there?
Same thing.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. His daddy got it right on this one. So people can question, his dad. But what I will say is his dad and clearly his mom, put a lot of work into these young men, not just being very talented and skilled basketball players, but also being fine young men. LaMelo is as nice a young man as you're going to meet, as humble as you're going to meet. That smile is true and authentic. And I credit his parents for doing that. Those of us that were fortunate to grow up with two parents, know how impactful those parents can be on our lives. And so, LaMelo was lucky to have his parents, and I know he appreciates them. During the break, when others went elsewhere, he went back home to California to spend time with his family. And, while he was there, he was on the basketball court working on his skills and enjoying the game he loves.
All right, man. We appreciate you checking in with us, Fred Whitfield, man. And man, big, big shout out to all them fans, man, back in the building. It's an exciting time for the Hornets as we are in the playoff race right now. I ain't saying that in a minute. The Hornets are in the playoff race, baby. We out here.
It's always great to be with you. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Hey, man, we ready to come back in the building, man. So we want to be in there to root the Hornets on.
Well, please come see us. Please come see us.
You got it.
Thanks so much.
Fred, you ain't leave us no tickets or nothing at the front.
What about the media page?
You're always good.
Yeah.
You're always good.
I'll be there Saturday. I'm going to be outside somebody. Hey, Fred told me to come. Fred told me.
No. Don't say Fred. Say, Mr. Whitfield said we good.
Y'all
Whitfield.
Don't go out there doing it.
Watch.
Hey, you'd be better saying Mr. Jordan told you to come.
Last time we said that, we got kicked out.
We got kicked out the arena. The last time I said that. No lie. It's no lie. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate you, man.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Yep.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart? Sid.
Hey, what up, though?
What up with it?
What's happening?
All right, Big Sid, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we take it at hood, Black Card. All right, Big Sid?
Say no more.
Bruh. We play the Black Jeopardy way now. We're going to give you the answer. Actually, we're going to give you the answer, and you give us the question. All right? Burt, what's your category?
My category is finish the statement. Black folks will.
And my category is who that daddy? Who that daddy?
Okay.
What category you want?
Black folks will.
All right. Black folks will cuss you out for
what is close my damn door.
All right, you want to stay in the same category or you want who that daddy?
All right, let's go with who that daddy.
All right. I'm the daddy to a daughter named Laura, who the nerdy next door neighbor has a crush on. Who that daddy?
Oh, man. Look, yo, I'm tripping.
Yeah, you tripping.
Who is Steve Urkel?
No. I say Steve Urkel.
No, it's who that daddy.
Who that
daddy?
The daddy.
Who the daddy? Okay, my bad.
You missed it. You missed it.
That's my bad. I know the answer, but that's my bad.
You wanna stay in Larry category or come back to mine?
Stay in Larry category.
Okay.
Now listen, pay attention.
I got you.
I'm the daddy to my daughters Ashley and Hillary. I took in my nephew from Philly.
Who is Uncle Phil?
Who is Uncle Phil?
Who is Uncle Phil? Phil?
Thank you, big dog. You win today.
You win.
All right, big dog, for knowing all that and being black smart, you got 5 shout outs today. Go on and give them to us, big Sid.
Shout out to everybody out here getting their money, man. That's what it's about. The whole world been shut down the whole 2020. Let's get out here and get this paper, man.
All right, and give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Oh, no doubt. Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Hey, man. No Living Larry in the morning, Madhouse. Y'all know how we do it, man. Your Madhouse question of the day. Each and every day, we drop it at 6:05. Play your responses back at 9:25. Bert, what was that question of the day, man?
Today's question of the day was, what you going to do with that stimmy?
What y'all doing with that?
Them Stimmies is hitting this weekend, supposedly, their first round going out. So what y'all doing with that money, man?
Somebody said I ain't did my taxes from last year, so I don't think I get it. No, I think you still get it, though.
You can file this year and get them.
Yeah, I think you still can get it because I think it's going from 2019. I'm not sure, though. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's going up for 2019 because it's from the effect from the... I don't know, but you're supposed to get it.
Yeah, Ms. Callis said... Oh, go ahead.
Young Fave Nubian said, I'm saving, and Sexy Kima 1121 said, I'm turning the hood into an island.
Oh, Lord. What?
But a hood is... But listen, let me tell y'all something. The hood done came up, man. The hood done came up. With the stimulus check, the PPP loan, and taxes. But a hood is...
The hood came up, but they stay in hood.
Oh, you know, we're going to do what we do now. Chuck T said, I'm starting the LLC, launching my nonprofit, investing in real estate, buying Bitcoin, learning how to trade Forex, recording my new mixtape, and learning how to do lashes and buying some crab legs.
Learning how to do lashes?
Chuck T, silly. Something wrong with that boy, man. Chuck T, get off my page.
My boy, Layers by Chris said, rental spoons. Miss Callie said, if I get one, I'm paying my taxes. Damn, government. Dollar Caesar said he's buying clothes and trapping.
Yeah, damn, Dollar Caesar.
See, you know what I'm saying? They stay in hood. No, Amy Dean in here. She said stock market investments.
Of course. Amy Dean. Her name is Amy Dean.
Black Becca says she's paying for wedding stuff. Gold Glory says stimulating these debt payments. Yeah, that's.
I'm not spending my stimulus on no damn debt.
I'm not paying right bills with my stimulus check.
I'm not. I'm sorry. The bill's going to be there.
The bills gonna come back.
They gonna come back and they gonna be there. I'm spending
you can
it
pay
on
them
me
for now, but they gonna be there next month too.
I'm spending this money on me. It's to stimulate me. I need a stimulation. Freedom Fighting Missionary said, I'm going to get right at Zoo Wear Apparel for me a new sweatsuit. A whole lot of Charlotte.
Oh, wow. Oh, breaking news. We heard that Duke, they pulled out of the ACC tournament because of a positive COVID test. Right. UVA just pulled out because they have a positive COVID test.
Oh, wow.
And their game against Georgia Tech has been canceled.
Oh, wow. What about UVA? Thank you. Make the path for Carolina even sweeter. We appreciate
USC and Florida State will now play at 8:30 tonight.
Yeah, they played last night. Shout out. Is that the championship game? Because hell, ain't no more teams left?
No, I don't know. Whichever team, it's UVA that pulled out, so Georgia Tech will be in the final. And they'll play the winner of the Florida State
game. All right, let's go, Carolina. All right, man, you know the voicemail is wide open. 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
Ooh, now you talking about somebody mad. Ooh, I tell you what, if a Karen ass went up on me, I would tear her old ass out the frame and a son and a husband and any of them bastards that want to get it. Because I tell you, she made me mad. That's what fly time. He brought me out the closet. He helped me a long time ago. If you mail it, I'll tell it. I mailed it, and I told it, and he helped me, and now I stole it. Now, if you mess with Fly Tie again, I'm going to come see your ass, your old wrinkle ass self, stupid self. Ooh.
This is the superstar. Hell, no limit who won the bet yesterday, because I swear to God, look like Thomas was crying before he said his first word. But I must say, that young man was dapper yesterday. Thomas, man, I want to say congratulations on your career. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do for the kids and Charlotte and everywhere else. Keep up the good work, bro. And perfect. What's wrong with you, boy? I'm talking about you don't want that girl to spit no rap while y'all in the bed. She can spit all the rap she want in my bed because I'm sure we'll give her the mic. And no wonder. You ain't never lying. Boy, you look at Erykah Badu eyes, you're going to get a surprise. Surprise. And one more thing before I go. Toodles. Shut your nasty, stinking, black, bad, bone-working ass up. Take Take your nasty ass back to Texas. Ain't nobody miss you up here. Boy, you thirsty. You worse than them dudes that be on Wednesday trying to choose. You do too damn much. Once again, you're ugly ass. Go jump in a lake somewhere, boy. Your daddy ought to be ashamed of you. You was a waste of a perfectly good boy. You lucky this a damn family show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
Y'all know, man, your Nosy Neighbor recap gonna hold it down for you. Hey, man, you know, hey, all the Nosy Neighbors out there, your boy Young Thug got a question for all the ladies out there. He got a question for y'all. Go ahead, Young Thug.
So this is a good question. Do you want a real or do you want a that don't?
So basically what Young Thug was saying was, hey, ladies, do you want a real N-word that mess up or do you want an F-boy that don't mess up? What you want, ladies? What you think the ladies gonna say, Burt?
They're probably gonna get a politically correct answer.
And say they want the F-boy?
Yeah.
I'd rather have me a man who don't mess up, treat me like a queen, do this, do that.
He broke, though.
But all girls love bad boys. I don't get that. All girls love bad boys. When a bad boy act like a bad boy, you don't like it.
It's life, I guess.
I don't get it.
Speaking of not getting, folks are not getting off Masika's ass this morning because they're saying Masika, a.k.a. Fetty Wap's baby mama, actually staged this conversation between her and her daughter.
Mommy?
Yes, princess?
What is a chap queen?
Ask your father.
Now, you know, little kids will say stuff and you might miss it the first time. You might grab your phone and be like, hey, what'd you say? And then record it and let them say it again. I don't think she staged that part. However, her response, the action daddy part, that was a little much, Masika. That was a little much. It was too much for
she
me.
She needs to stay relevant.
I mean, she getting checks at my
father. She tried to drop music. Didn't work.
No.
She tried, what was it, Love and Hip Hop?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to keep Fetty Wap. Didn't work.
She wasn't a trap queen.
She, all right, not man. At all.
Last but not least, Rihanna's doing something else big. Rihanna seems like she's getting into selling bundles. She has now trademarked Fenty hair. She has trademarked the term Fenty hair. So Rihanna might be out there slanging bundles, Burt.
I ain't mad at you.
I can see
slang them bundles.
Girl, what you got on your head, girl? You know that's that 5034.
Right.
You know you got that 5034. So shout out to all the Rihanna fans out there. No, she is not dropping new music. Or the album ain't dropped yet. But yeah, she is now, seems like she is now slanging bundles.
Seems like you. Oh.
No, I know you weren't finna say that.
Seems like it just put me in the mindset of.
No, go ahead.
You see, I stopped.
Who is the Nosy Neighbor recap being brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Home Improvement, man. Go to power98fm.com for your chance to win $5,000 to improve your home. We're spending more time at home this year, so why not make our space the best it could be? Go to power98fm.com now for your chance to win big with our $5,000 Home Improvement National Contest.
Jessica. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.